Item number 5, from the Director, Department of Parks, Recreation, and Culture, requesting authorization to enter into a lease agreement with Journey House, Inc. for a certain portion of Mitchell Park to allow Journey House to install, endow, maintain, and operate a football field and related amenities.
Supervisor West.
Good Roma morning.
West,
yes.
Morning.
Oh, no, no.
Hi.
Don't forget the Roma.
Coming back to old habits.
That's okay. That's okay. Good morning, Mr. Chairman and this honorable body. It gives me great pleasure to be here this morning on behalf of Journey House and this item. This item has been a long time coming. It has been a great endeavor, I believe, and a great partnership between Milwaukee County Parks and Journey House and the Green Bay Packers. And so Journey House received the Ray Vahey Practice Field. This is a unique gift. And a unique opportunity for Milwaukee County, as this is the first time that we've ever received an NFL practice field. And Journey House has the desire to place that practice field in Mitchell Park. I just want to say for the record that Journey House football has really breathed new life back into Mitchell Park. Mitchell Park is a beautiful park. It's one that I know that our parks director is very fond of. I am very fond of. I live down the block from it, or up the block from it, and so it's one I drive by every day. And when I first became supervisor in 2004, there were a lot of issues in the park, and there were issues with vagrants and things like that. And it wasn't perceived by the neighborhood as being a safe place to to go and to hang out with your family. Well, then Journey House approached me and said, we have this great, Packer Football League, and we would like to use Mitchell Park to practice in. And they were practicing on the Sunken Gardens, and every day you'd go by there, and there's 100 kids and their families, because family participation is one of the things that Journey House says the kids have to have in addition to a library card. And Mr. Brown will be out there with our very own Coach Weddle. And, again, and then you would see the families coming back after practice to have picnics in the park and to use the park and to walk in the park. And so, we've got a whole new deal going on. The other thing I love about Journey House is that Coach Brown is very adamant about community service. And so it's not uncommon to drive by Mitchell Park and see the kids out there picking up garbage, pulling weeds, doing whatever needs to be done. And so they've been just a really awesome partner. And so I'm here today to ask for your approval of the contract that is in front of you with the 15-year option. 15 years allows Journey House to fundraise. And for those of you who haven't had the pleasure of attending one of Journey House's functions or their annual event or the open house that they had the other day, then I really can't express to you just all of the great support that really is behind Journey House. Maybe a fraction of that support can be measured this morning in the fact that Tim Terry, who is a former NFL player and a current Packer staff and a Journey House board member, traveled here this morning from Green Bay to be with us. And that's just, again, a fraction of the support that Journey House has and just a great example of the type of individuals that Journey House has on their board. They took on this capital project, and to be very honest with you, I was a little skeptical that they would come before us and that they would be able to raise this type of money. I will never, ever doubt Michelle Bria again because I have seen her work just absolute miracles. And, again, if you have the opportunity, you should stop by and see their new facility, which is attached to Longfellow, which is another great partnership that Journey House has with MPS. So Journey House isn't going anywhere. They just built a great, big, beautiful facility. And they do adult education. They do, obviously, youth programming. And they are a staple in our community. And so they will not be going anywhere, in addition to the fact that they were tied very closely with the Zilber Initiative. And so they have a lot vested in that neighborhood, a lot vested in Mitchell Park. And so they are coming here today, cash in hand, ready to have an endowment fund ready. They are more than happy to increase the 4 hours a week In fact, they want the public to have access to their beautiful football field. And so I think that I've covered all of my points. Actually, there's one more. As most of you are aware, maybe through the previous term, Journey House did receive a grant from the NFL. That grant does expire in 2012, and that grant will help them to place this field in Mitchell Park. So this is a time-sensitive issue, and this is a contract that a lot of blood, sweat, and tears have gone into, and it's one that both the Parks Department and Journey House and Corporation Council are all very happy with. And so I would ask for your support of the contract as it is before you this morning.
We
thank you very much.
Supervisor, who wish to be heard on this. I noticed Mr. Terry's card is right on the
there you go. Sure. Come on up.
I thought that was the only guy.
He who travels the furthest gets to speak first.
Welcome, Mr. Terry.
Well, thank you. Good morning. I guess it's a lot of things that a lot of directions I can go with my involvement with Journey House and the reasoning behind that. But just to kind of give you a little small snapshot of myself, I'm the youngest of six, grew up in the inner suburbs of Hempstead, New York. And the area I grew up was a lot of crime, drugs, and anything that you can imagine was there. A lot of guys that I grew up with that I was fortunate to play sports with, some of them are still there doing those exact same things, whether it be in jail. Some people have been deceased. Some people aren't doing anything with themselves. The two things I could say that made a difference in my life was first and foremost my family. I was fortunate to have a mother and father that was very involved in athletics. For me, if I didn't have those two outlets, there's nothing to say that I would be where they are currently. I was fortunate to be able to go to college, get my degree, and play in the National Football League, and now work for the Green Bay Packers. And it's always been my passion to give back and help those that may not have the same blessings that I was able to have, whether it be their dad's not at home, whether it be situations financially might not be as amenable as they were for me. Not that I was blessed by that much anyway, but the thing that I see and the thing that drew me to the Journey House was their focus and their heart. As a player, there were a lot of things and people that would call you to be a part of their cause and be a part of their team for support because of what you do. And there's a lot of things that you kind of filter through. But working with and visiting with Journey House and Charles and Dr. Bria, I saw where their heart was and where their intent was, and it's based on the community. A lot of what I see over in that area in Clark Square reminds me of Hempstead, New York. On different levels. You can go to Chicago, you can go to Atlanta and see those same type, different degrees of, but those same type of neighborhoods. But I see this field being something that the community, not only the kids, you know, yeah, you want wins and losses, but you're doing more than that. Football, my father used to always tell me as a youngster, taught a lot about life, and taught a lot of life lessons. And I see that field doing that same thing, whether it be the structure, the accountability, the things that the kids and the parents have to do to be a part of that team and be a part of that Journey House. You just can't just show up and throw your head out there and think you're going to play and perform, not with Mr. Brown anyway. So I see the accountability that's being ingrained in the kids and in turn the parents, whether mom and dad's not involved, whether dad's not there or mom's not there, they have to be involved. They have to be held accountable, and it teaches those life lessons. I think it can bring so much ownership and pride not only to the kids that are using that field, but the people in the community saying this is ours, and it's going to plant seeds in the hearts and minds of the kids and the parents that, yes, I can do this. I can – if there's more to than just my four-block radius. So I see this field being a life changer, a generational changer. So many times you see these communities, my community included, being in the same generational cycle that's caught up doing the exact same thing that the previous generation did. I see this field and Journey House being a part of a system that's going to change that and break those cycles. And that's why I was humbled when they asked me to be on the board, and I was, you know, willing to do above and beyond, whether it be driving or whatever they need me to do, to do my part to help. I'm fortunate to be a part of the Green Bay Packers, but that's not who I am. It's an avenue to kind of get me to step in front of you all and talk in front of the kids and hear what I have to say, you know. But what you say and what you do, it holds a lot of value. So I think by this field, in the athletics and Journey House, their mission is going to be a changer in the community and in the kids and parents' lives.
Thanks for your comments and for the long drive down.
No problem.
Dr. Michelle Bria has joined us. Dr. Bria.
Thank you. I just want to reinforce what Mr. Terry said, that this is a life changer. This is a catalyst not only for the Clark Square neighborhood, but for Milwaukee County and our community. We've worked over 4 years in planning this. Like Supervisor West said, we've had countless meetings. This is something that drew out over 600 residents to come and say, this is what we want. We love our parks. We want to play football. We want this field. And we had no idea that the Packers would donate a field at the time. They just knew they wanted some great space to play. So I encourage you to look at the ground lease that's in front of you, because by investing in this long-term lease of 15 years, it really provides us the opportunity to leverage partnerships in the private sector to raise the funds. We do have the funds committed to install the field and build it right now, and we want to continue to improve that piece of the park and the amenities for Milwaukee County.
Any questions for either Mr. Terry or Ms. Bria? I guess I thank you so much for your participation today. Mr. Charlie Camps.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman, Mr. Supervisors. I'm a retired environmental lawyer and one of the founders of Preserve Our Parks, which is a 501c3 organization dedicated to preservation of public parks as public parks. One of our first actions was to bring a lawsuit to preserve the deed restrictions which are applicable to the parks that were Milwaukee City parks and were transferred to the county in 1936, 37, and 38. There was a referendum which was approved by the voters of the city of Milwaukee authorizing the transfer of the city parks to the county. And the transfer was subject to conditions which required that they always be used as public parks, maintained and operated by the county as public parks, and not conveyed to any private parties. Now, about a year ago, maybe closer to 10 months ago, there was a effort by Easttown Association to obtain a lease for Cathedral Square. And I don't know how far it got before this committee. That did come before this committee. Friends of Juno Park also wanted a lease of Juno Park. The idea was that these organizations would take over the leases of those parks in order to improve them. Very good cause. The problem is that these are two of the city parks that are subject to these deed restrictions. And the Corporation Council at that time, John Schoppenkamp, agreed that a lease of more than a year was a conveyance, which was prohibited by these deed restrictions. One of the things, these deed restrictions have served Milwaukee County very, very well for over 70 years. They protect the county from requests to take over parklands or part of a parkland. As Howard Gregg, who was park director for many, many years, said, the county is constantly presented with requests from very good organizations with very good goals to take over a very small part of a park for a very, very good purpose. But for these deed restrictions, put you in a position where you can say, I'm sorry, we cannot do it in the term, in a form of a lease. You can't do it in the form of a lease that's over 1 year. Now, these deed restrictions do not apply, of course, to Wauwatosa parks or parks in the suburbs. They only apply to the parks which were transferred from the city of Milwaukee. There's one park, that's Doctor's Park, was owned apparently by the city, and that got transferred. But all the suburban parks are not subject to these deed restrictions. If you didn't have these deed restrictions and you leased, and this could happen here if you approve it, the lessor that has a long-term lease to a valuable piece of property can take that to the bank. We talked about that with Cathedral Square. And the lessor that has a lease of the park can borrow money on that. In fact, Cathedral Square, I think they were talking about bonding to finance their improvements. But then if the organization goes belly up or is faced with extraordinary, unanticipated expenses and stuff and can't pay back the loan, the bank can foreclose. Then you got a situation where you have someone other than a wonderful organization such as Journey House in control. Sometimes organizations change their structure or merge and so on. So down the road, anything can happen. But these deed restrictions are in this deed to Mitchell Park. And when we had this lawsuit, we started in 1999, as part of that, it was a very expensive process, but I've got a stack of deed restrictions, of deeds about that thick. And here's the one for Mitchell Park, which I will gladly share with Mr. Grady. And it has the restrictions that I referred to, requiring the party, the second part, that's the county, to maintain said premises forever for such purposes, meaning county public park purposes, and will never alien or convey said lands to any private person or to any municipal corporation. And then if the county violates these conditions, there's a reverter clause. So the property can revert to the city of Milwaukee. So you've got a problem here. Preserve our parks can't. We brought the lawsuit to preserve these deed restrictions. We can't walk away from this. I think some way must be found to have something like a management contract to let this thing go forward. It's just plain contrary to the deed restrictions. It's contrary to the deal that gave you control of the old Milwaukee parks. These deed restrictions were important. They allowed us to block the Lakefront Expressway through Juneau Park. Through the years, they've done the county and the citizens a lot of good.
Questions of Mr. Kass? Supervisor Borkowski and Supervisor Alexander.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I'm not an attorney, and I'll profess to play one. So if I hear you correctly, the law or the deed or whatever is basically saying that this contract is in violation of this restriction or whatever it is, in a couple areas. One is we can't grant, in essence, to another entity, okay, number one. And number two, you're saying that it's beyond a year, okay? Are those the two points that we're working with a different group that, in essence, and I guess if I heard you right, to turn around and then use that park as collateral to finance whatever? Is that the reason why the deed said that they didn't want another agency involved?
Mr. Chairman, Mr. Supervisor Pekoski, the deed restrictions were put in 1936 to make sure that the county ran the parks,
okay,
operated them,
yes,
and to prevent private parties from taking them over. The example I've talked about, that what might happen,
yes,
if you did have a lease of a public park to a private party, about foreclosure, that's just one of the pitfalls that could occur.
Yeah. Okay. Well,
the 1 year, it's in the state law that any lease of over a year is a conveyance. For years, the county has had short-term leases for concessionaires. Every year they were renewed. You could have a short-term lease here for a year. Well, of course, that's a problem because the Journey House wants to be assured that they're going to be in control for longer than a year.
Well, it would seem to me, Mr. Camps, that there would be a way for the county to work around that. You know, and one of the things that's standard in all of our processes, if you will, is that the county, by its very nature, inherits whatever the addition or whatever the benefit or gain that an agency has done for the county. So it would be ours regardless, okay? I mean, or the county's regardless. So I don't know where the muster would stand with that as far as why we would be not part of it or why we would be out of it because of this length of this lease. But it would seem to me that if we're going to be troubled by the 1 year or more than 1 year, then my suggestion might be to have 15 one-year contracts or whatever, if there's a way around things. I'd like to see this work, and I would like to think that we've got the wherewithal, not only in the Parks Department, but in our Corporation Council, that if some group like Preserve Our Parks or whatever wanted to file a lawsuit, that we would be able to survive. So I think this is very doable with even hearing the obstacles that Mr. Camps presents.
I think it's unlikely to hear this before rather than after. Supervisor Alexander.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Considering all the conversations that happened this morning about leases and agreements that happened years ago, I have to say that I'm in agreement that we should be perusing this carefully to make sure that if it's done, it's executed well and without regret 15 years from now. I believe I understand what Mr. Camps was expressing regarding the legal restrictions, but I would also posit that a 10 or a 15-year lease or even a 5-year lease may serve the people and even future generations of this county better than a 1-year lease, if I'm understanding from Journey House correctly, that the perspective for them to fundraise to improve the land, the area, the programs, etc., and serve the youth of this county, it all depends completely on the fundraising and the term of the lease. But I guess I would agree that maybe there's a way around it, and maybe we should seek the guidance of corporate counsel on this.
Supervisor Sanfilippo.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
That I anticipate.
Actually was where I was going. I know we have other speakers on this subject, but in light of some of the comments made, I think it'd be helpful to have Corporation Counsel come up now and shed some light on this subject, and I have a couple questions in particular I'd like to ask.
Mr. Grady? What would we do without court counsel?
Mr. Chairman, Supervisors, Mark Grady, Deputy Corporation Counsel. I have a caveat before I respond directly, is that I have not been involved in this process. I know someone in my office has been involved in it, but I have not personally. So I'm speaking from sort of a general background and a little bit of briefing I've gotten this morning. I would agree with Mr. Camps that there are deed restrictions on the designated city parks that we took from the city in 1936 or 7. And I would agree with him that a conveyance of longer than a year in a general sense is probably a violation of that deed restriction. But the caveat I have is the example he gave of Cathedral Square was the possibility was discussed of deeding the entire or leasing the entire park. This is not an entire park, it's just a piece of a park, and whether that makes a difference, as I sit here today, I can't answer. So I guess what I would like to say is that I'm concerned about the comments of Mr. Camp. I think we should take them seriously. I think he may, in fact, be right. I have to think about this some more and look at it some more. I would ask, and I hate to do this to the Journey House because I know everyone likes the project, but I think you really probably need to let us take some more time to look at it. There may be other solutions. He talked about a management contract. I don't know whether it would be a solution for us, whether that would be a solution for the Journey House. I don't know. It might not allow them what they need to raise the funds that they need to raise. I don't know. There may be another solution. I have no idea whether the viability of it, but the deed restrictions from the city could always waive the deed restriction. So if city council was willing to do that, we could get them to waive the deed restriction if that's what we wanted to do. There may be other options as well. This is purely off the cuff on my part. So,
sure.
But it is a question that really does need some analysis, and I can't do that fully right now.
Mr. Camps raised a management contract of sorts. Is that a viable option, perhaps?
It's viable for us under the deed restrictions. What I don't know is whether it's viable for the Journey House. We'd have to talk to them because, as Mr. Camps indicated, part of the point of having a long-term lease is to be able to fundraise with banks or others. And in the absence of a long-term lease and just a management contract where they have some sort of rights to use the field, I don't know if that would allow them to fundraise. Now, on the other hand, maybe they wouldn't need to because the arrangement would be different. I don't know. It might end up putting the onus on the county to maintain the field as opposed to the Journey House, and they would just be an operator of the field. I don't know. I mean, those are ideas we need to explore. It's a possibility. But, again, these are off the cuff comments.
Supervisor Haas, thank you.
Mr. Grady. Thank you, Mr. Chairman. And thank you for insights as well, Mr. Grady. Mr. Kuglich, I was wondering if, as the Parks Department's legal counsel, can you shed anything at all on this? No? You're shaking your head.
First, Supervisor Haas, Chairman, committee members. Let me first clarify that I'm the contract services officer for the Parks Department. I don't speak in a legal capacity for Milwaukee County. That's Corporation Counsel's role.
Okay. Okay. Thank you, Mr. Kulich. I appreciate the clarification.
Thank you.
Okay. Okay. Mr. Chairman, thank you, Mr. Kulich. I have no further questions for you, sir. If I may ask some folks from Journey House, I think we are interested, very interested, in seeing this go through. Would it impose any difficulty on you if the agreement did not, if we did not approve it today, but rather deferred it? Is there anything in what you're working on that is, the timing is vital to this?
My name
Please identify yourself.
My name is Sarah Jelensik. I'm a board member for Journey House. I've been a board member, I think, for 12 years. I'm also an attorney and do pro bono work for Journey House, and so I've been at least somewhat actively involved in this lease negotiation. Because of the expiration of our grant from the Green Bay Packers, well, actually the NFL grant that helps provide some of the funding for installing the field, we've had it extended twice, and they've been very kind about extending it, but they're more or less at the end of their patience. It's taken us a while to, you know, find the location, raise the funds. my understanding from the people that are involved in the construction and the design of it, we need to do an environmental assessment. We need to do an archaeological study. And then we actually have to do, there's a, you know, a drainage issue, a lot of issues that are involved in getting the field in. And there's always the weather that we have in Wisconsin. We're very concerned if we don't get, we're already much more delayed than we intended to be. If we don't get these things started right away and start the process, we may not make the, and the entire amount of the grant has to be spent. And so we are worried about the timing. You know, we'd actually hoped to be before you a couple months ago, but things just didn't work out quite as smoothly. I mean, I understand, and I don't want to speak to the deed restriction, but I will say that out of the entire size of Mitchell Park, we're only asking to lease a footprint around the football field and a fence, which I guess is 2.2 acres. That didn't work out for me math-wise, but not my strong suit. So, and we're using it for, you know, public. Journey House is a nonprofit agency, and everyone is welcome. For $50, your child, or wherever they are from in the county or even outside the county, can become a member of Journey House and be part of their football league, and they actually get $25 back because that's the deposit for the uniform. They do have to get a library card, and they have to have some family participation. We also have a cheerleading group that's part of the football team, but women, and I said child, I mean a young lady can join the football group if she wants to play football. Any other team can join, so a group that has a football team outside of can become part of the league and get the benefits for it. That's the same cost. They don't pay like to be part of the league. All they pay, each child does set pace. So it's a very, very public, open organization. So you can basically you become part of the football league, become part of the camps for a very de minimis amount, and it's open to the county. So it's really, in some ways, maybe more public access just by virtue of what we're doing than some of the other partnerships you've looked at.
Supervisor Haas.
Yeah, thank you, Ms. Chair. The concerns that Mr. Camps, and thank you for your statements there, ma'am. Do appreciate them all. The concerns that Mr. Camps raised about the deed restrictions, which date back to I think they were wise at the time, the socialist leaders in Milwaukee in the 1930s that created this great environment for us. It gives me pause now because I don't want to wreck anything for us now, for the kids that are going to use the Journey House facilities. So, thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you, Supervisor Alexander, Supervisor Sanfilippo, and Supervisor Stanford.
That was an editorial.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I have two main questions, and I invite anyone who has spoken so far on the topic that believes they have the answer or input to offer their opinion. First, I'm wondering, building on Supervisor Haas's question, I understand that there's a grant involved and that there's a deadline with it. I've heard what you've said regarding the need for the ground assessments and the studies and that sort of thing. Can you give this committee an idea of when the resolve to allow the parks director to enter that contract absolutely must take place or the project is off? If I'm understanding correctly, it sounds like all of the spending to take place that would be tied to the grant must occur within 2012, so by the end of December at the latest. But there's unknown weather restrictions that it sounds like could impact that along with the ground studies. But we are still in June, so if something was not decided until July, especially in light of this new information that we weren't aware of before regarding the deeding and the possibility that, that corporate counsel or you know, other legal experts may need to get involved in coming to some other arrangement. At what point does it completely derail the plan to accept the grant money?
Rich Tennyson with Epstein UN Architects. I'll answer the question as it relates to getting the work done and doing the environmentals. The longer we delay, there's going to be some more costs that we would incur in terms of trying to accelerate it. If you were talking 1 month, the same time in July, could we get started in those environmentals and get it done? Yes. However, I would add that there would be increased costs as we try to do construction on the field that we'd have to incur. I can't speak to the actual grant in terms of the expiration. That is another issue as well. So there's two issues that are tied to it in terms of creating a delay.
Mr. Chairman, my other thank you very much, sir. Mr. Chairman, my other question was, I'm wondering how the 4 hours per week of public use that is written into the lease as it stands as an attachment to our packet, how that was determined. I understand it sounds like, you know, anyone from the community can be involved with the Journey House aspect of it, but just in light of constituents that have contacted me in the last 24 hours saying, well, wait a minute, this is, you know, a public park, and 4 hours a week isn't very much time. I'm just curious how that decision was reached.
Somebody else can jump in if I'm not remembering correctly, but basically the hope was to provide a chunk of time to allow the public on it, but because of the nature of the field, it does require that, you know, security and an opportunity to have, you know, making sure that the public use isn't harming the field. And so the thought was is that they wanted a consecutive time frame where everybody knew kind of, you know, weather permitting, that that was always going to be available during that chunk of time. And it was agreed that you know, during the day, the field's going to be used for a lot of the programs. There was a hope and anticipation that other football leagues would be able to use the field. And so there wasn't real clear understanding of, because obviously we've never done this before, so we don't know how big the use is. So this was an initial commitment of, you know, whatever happens, we'll keep it open for 4 hours, and everybody will know when that 4 hours is, and we'll make sure that there's people there that can let people in and keep an eye on the crowds and make sure that nobody's damaging the field. And so it's not to say that it wouldn't be possible after everything settles down and if the field is holding up well, that it wouldn't be, we wouldn't be able to do that. But it does require Journey House staff to be there and be responsible for the open. And I mean, it's, you know, we're paying for everything, all the insurance, all the damage is something that Journey House has to sustain the costs.
I would ask folks who haven't filled out a card, if you've spoken, please fill in and pass it to our clerk so we have.
I think so far we have everybody's filled out a card.
we
covered it.
People we have not yet called.
Thank you, ma'am, and thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Sure. Supervisor Sanfilippo?
Question for Mr. Grady, actually. Is it, Mr. Kemp's mentioned about loan borrowing and a lien. Is it possible for a third party, or anybody really for that matter, through a civil action to put an actual lien on public assets?
I can, at least the lease prohibits us from assigning our rights to anybody, so we're not allowed to mortgage it, convey our interest to anything but another entity that is doing what we're doing through a merger, so if we, you know, combined with it. Yeah. But otherwise, we're not allowed to convey any interest in it, and then I don't know if you.
I don't know that I can add much to what she just said. Outside of a bankruptcy context, I would think that any kind of foreclosure, if there were some sort of foreclosure or something like that, it would still just put that person in the responsibilities of the Journey House while doing the same things Journey House would have to do. They just succeed to their rights, but also their obligations. So I don't know if that's the same question you asked. You're asking about somebody putting a lien on the property. I don't think they could put a lien on the property, but they could perhaps in some scenarios assume the rights of the Journey House in some sort of worst-case scenario, but also the obligations. So I think it's not like they could come in and say, okay, now we're not going to have a football field, we're going to tear it up, and we're going to use that for a carousel or something. They would just assume the rights under the lease that they have. But that's not the real issue as I see it. It's more of an issue of the deed restriction and the uniqueness of these city-deeded parks.
Would you be able to have this lease reviewed, or at least reviewed with the person in your office that did review it prior to board day, and let us know, you know, if you think there's some cautionary flags there? Because I think, keeping in mind that we have Journey House does have a deadline on this issue, I would. We have other public speakers yet on this issue, but I think
we have three.
I would move to approve the resolution, subject to us being able to get confirmation by board day from Corporation Council that there is they feel comfortable that we would not be inhibiting any deed restrictions, and at the same time that gives Journey House or others the opportunity to speak to representatives at the City of Milwaukee to find out if indeed that is an issue. Would they be willing to consider lifting the deed restriction to allow this to go forward, so that then we wouldn't have to worry about a lawsuit over deed restrictions? And so that kind of keeps the process moving forward, but we still could refer this back on board day if we have red flags that we need to.
I like to be a service to the board, but that's going to be tough. I think there are serious concerns. That's what I was trying to convey before. I think this is a serious issue. Unfortunately, I wasn't aware of it. I wish we had been before. And on my behalf, I apologize to the board and the Journey House for this. But I think we're going to be hard-pressed to give you an answer by the board day. We can try, but I would really prefer to have a cycle.
Mr. Camps, you'd like to add something?
Well, in 1999, the cities did authorize the release of the deed restrictions. They approved the release of the deed restrictions, but we sued the city to block them from executing those deed restrictions. So having a preliminary agreement from the city to do it doesn't make you whole, because the city may not have the authority to violate 1936 public referendum. It may not have the authority to release something of value without adequate compensation. And so there are all kinds of questions there. So I urge you to look at a management arrangement, something other than a lease, to avoid these issues. I don't think you ought to run the risk of going to court. I don't want to preserve our parks to have to do that. But my fear is that if this lease goes forward as a lease for more than 1 year, we will be unable to say no to other similar or worse situations. Hard to imagine a better situation, but there's an awful lot of worse situations presented to you.
Director Black.
Chairman, supervisors, I'd like Paul Kulich to come up and just represent what the department was thinking. And I'd also, I have a couple other comments, but my first comment is with Preserve Our Parks and to everyone. We have a great relationship with them, but this is the first that it's been brought to my attention as well, which is, we can discuss that later. But Paul, would you come up and just explain what the department's thinking was in what we thought we were executing?
Chairman, committee members, Paul Kulich, Contract Services Officer for the Parks Department. When we first started negotiating this lease with Journey House, they were looking for a ground lease. And I said, we don't do that. We just don't lease ground to other organizations to build stuff that's not ours in our parks. And that took them aback a little bit. All the improvements, I stated from the onset, have to be the property of the Parks Department of Milwaukee County. And they entered into this agreement, whether you call it a lease or whether you call it a management agreement, all the improvements are the property of Milwaukee County. We're essentially letting them operate it. We're leasing them what is our facility to operate their football programming on and to rent the space to the public. That was the intent.
Mr. Supervisor Stamper, then Borkowski?
No. Is anybody knowledgeable of any time that we released part of a county park to the city in the past? And what is our experience on leasing part of the parks, county parks? Ms. Black, or contract services?
Sure. Well, for instance, we have several different parks. Like in Hoyt Park, we lease the pool to the Friends of Hoyt Park and Pool, a not-for-profit organization, and they operate and manage that pool.
Mr. Kubis, perhaps you could focus on those that are governed by deed restrictions, because the outlying parks we know are not.
Right, but the one in the city. The city over, specifically talking about in the city, and longer than 1 year.
Yeah.
Longer than 1 year in the city.
Chairman, committee members, I don't have a list of the parks that are part of the deed restrictions in front of me, but just from memory from the city of Milwaukee, Tiefenthaler Park, we leased the pavilion to Lake Valley Camp, a not-for-profit organization. That's a multi-year agreement. They're responsible for the entire facility. We have several agreements where we have food vendor service agreements with companies that operate out of a facility that serve the public. So there are numerous. I'd have to look at what parks in particular are on the deed restriction to give you the exact examples.
Okay. And with the DAS recommendations, will those be implemented? Or where are we with the DAS recommendations?
Those were simply recommendations that were presented. We had a meeting on June 13th, and we weren't able to meet agreement on that. So the action before you is to approve the lease that was part of the packet.
Okay. All right, thank you.
Supervisor Borkowski.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I have one question is that if I heard this correctly, Journey House still has to do, in essence, some kind of soil test and archaeological test, or is there something could still go wrong, right, as far as it's not doable, right? I mean, am I hearing this correctly?
So is that right?
Right?
Indian burial mound.
I mean, there's a chance that we're going through these gyrations and it might not be suitable, right?
Okay, so
I guess that would be my first point. My second point is, we have precedence at Mitchell Park with the Journey House, and it goes back, well, two terms, the last time I was on Parks Committee, and and it was at least a couple of acres, and if someone could refresh my memory, and I think the good
sure.
doctor there could.
Dr. Bria.
I've been the executive director of Journey House for 16 years,
right.
So it was back in 1998 under the former county executive Tom Ament, and the county supervisors approved, actually it's the same piece of land we're talking about today, 2.5 acres, and it might have been three, and that's where we were going to build the new Journey House facility. But then we decided, we also had a great partnership with Milwaukee Public Schools, and they needed a gym and cafeteria that would make better sense to build with a neighborhood school. So we had the land, and then we gave it back.
So my point is, if I understood this correctly, is that this, well, not this county board, but a county board has precedence as far as a city of Milwaukee Park in particular, Mitchell Park in particular, with an agency, Journey House, that back in the day, we actually gave that land. Was there a trade, or we gave that land?
It was a similar ground lease. It was $1.99 ground lease.
Similar ground lease.
Of that 2.5 acres. The same land we're talking about today.
Precedence, Mr. Chairman.
Well, whether those issues were raised at this time or not, I think are of less consequence than the legal advice we've been given by our own attorney, which I think is cautioning us to proceed carefully here rather than down the road finding ourselves in a position where we're having to defend actions that are taken today that can't be justified. So I heard Mr. Grady. I listened carefully. He's looking for more time to research this whole issue and come up with a solution, perhaps, in that process. But I don't think anyone wants to proceed to walk off a cliff, you know, onto shaky ground. It just doesn't make any sense for any of the parties involved in this. So I was hoping I'd hear a layover motion. And while it will delay it a month, we will make every attempt to resolve everything by the July cycle, when this would be brought back to us and the appropriate amount of time would be offered to think this through on the part of our attorneys, Mr. Camp's suggestion of a management agreement. All of those things need to be explored, and I think to move ahead now would be rash. Supervisor Hodge.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. On the grounds that we need to ensure that a successful project can occur there, which I think is our mutual interest, I do think that a layover until the next cycle is in order. I wish we could jump in right away and say, yes, go for it, but thus, Mr. Chairman, I move to layover until the next cycle.
The motion is to layover. We still have Mr. Luntz, Mr. Charles Brown, and Jim Schlater, who wish to be heard. Do you still wish to be heard, or would you like to reserve your comments? Mr. Luntz, please come forward.
My name is John Luntz, Mr. Supervisor, and fellow supervisors, Mr. Chair, that is. First of all, I need to apologize for this thing coming up at the last minute. Mr. Camps just returned to town yesterday, and late yesterday afternoon or early yesterday evening was the first any of us became aware of this as an issue. It's the first time that anyone at Preserve Our Parks had a chance or took the opportunity to look at the contract in detail. So I apologize to you all. I apologize to the Parks Administration. I apologize to Journey House. But we kind of dropped the ball by not getting to this, you know, in a more timely fashion. That said, one of the things that is mentioned in the Parks Department's preamble to this resolution is that after many public meetings, this thing came forward. And then we heard from Journey House that over 600 residents spoke about this issue. Well, they're residents of the Mitchell Park area. Mitchell Park is a county park, and I think, you know, the whole county needs to be heard on any issues that are of relevance to a county park. It's not just the neighborhoods. Granted, the neighbors are most concerned about their parks. I have no problem with that. And with the Zillmer restrictions, perhaps this is the only fitting place for this project, and it may be great if it does go through. But, you know, we are very much concerned about deed restrictions and, you know, proper procedures that are followed. Now, since we've had so many public meetings, you know, Preserve Our Parks really didn't find out about this until a couple of months ago, and we certainly haven't looked at the contract until late yesterday, which is unfortunate. You know, we've been harping on this for a long time about getting the public involved up front, not after something has gone as far as this. If you would hear from the general residents, from all the park support groups, from everybody, not just the neighbors of a particular park, but all the stakeholders early on, by holding evening meetings where everyone can get to them, not just 9 o'clock on Tuesday morning, which drags into Tuesday afternoon, perhaps situations like this could be avoided. It's very unfortunate that this came up at the last minute. On behalf of Preserve Our Parks, I apologize, but that's all I can say. But I will recap or go along with what Mr. Camps is saying about we do hold these deed restrictions sacred, and it saved our parks in many ways, and we will do what's necessary should anyone try to violate the agreements. Thank you.
Thank you. Supervisor Roman West.
Thank you, Chairman Broderick and the rest of the committee. First of all, I want to start off by saying I'm extremely disappointed that a group that calls themselves Preserve the Parks would wait until the very last hour to come forward and bring these type of concerns. I personally have been before this body three times this year since January on this specific subject. So this is not anything that just jumped out of the closet at people. This is not anything that we were trying to do under the radar. This has been a very public discussion. The fact that the field was gifted to Journey House and the fact that they desired to put it in Mitchell Park has been in the Journal Sentinel. It's made other sources of media. The meeting that Dr. Bria discussed was a public meeting. The majority of the people actually, and your committee clerk can attest to this, I was actually concerned because the public meeting that we had, there were not a lot of residents from Clark Square at that meeting. The majority of the residents that participated came from all over the county. And so I was concerned that perhaps the neighbors in that area had not been heard and were not being invited and were not aware. And then, obviously, as you all know, we just got through an election cycle. And as I did doors in that area, discovered it's not that they were not aware, it's that they don't have concern. Again, Journey House has an exemplary reputation in the neighborhood. They've just built a brand new state-of-the-art facility, and so they have no desire to go anywhere. And so I have discussed just very briefly sitting next to Dr. Bria the fact that she's she would be happy to move forward with a management contract if that's what this took to go forward. However, I'd like to say that I'm just a little bit flabbergasted also at the fact that Corporation Council has no idea about deed restrictions that affect the majority of our Milwaukee County parks. So this is disturbing to me on a few levels. Journey House is very much in a race against time. And they are in a race against time primarily because our Milwaukee County, we tend to work at a snail's pace. And so they're ready to go. They came before us ready to go. They've come before us several times asking us to, can we get ready to go? And so I will support, a layover till next cycle, only because at this point, our hands are tied. I would also have supported Supervisor Sanfilippo's motion to take a vote on it and to have something done by board day. There is somewhere within Corporation Counsel's office an attorney who has reviewed this, and I honestly don't think it should, it should take that long to get an answer. I understand the chair is uncomfortable with that. I'm watching his body language, so I know that.
I would only comment that the criticism. Corp Council is really about the loss of institutional memory. Mr. Shopcom, who handled this, has retired.
Right.
And we found so much of our institutional
right.
understanding retired.
And I do understand that. However, I still somewhere in a file there should be, parks. And anything that has to do with parks, you just open up the file and you review and figure out what's going on with that. But I was aware of the deed restrictions in Mitchell Park, and I had assumed that because it was a lease and because we were not outright selling the land, which was my interpretation, again, very loosely, I'm not an attorney either, although I play one on TV. No, I'm just kidding. That we were okay because I didn't understand how we got this far without that subject coming up, because I am aware of it. All of the parks that are in my district are under that restriction. But I also know that we have Red Arrow Park, where we have a Starbucks in that park. We have a park that we have a relationship with, the Boys and Girls Club, where they run the pavilion. Yeast Boxing runs a pavilion in my park, in Kosciuszko Park. So there are relationships that we have outside of, these deed restrictions, and they're, working, and everybody seems to be happy with it. So there is a way around it if we seek to do that. I want to say again, for the record, I think that a football field in Mitchell Park will add a whole ton, not just to that park, but also to that neighborhood and to these youth. I mean, I can't imagine as a child being able to say that I played on the Green Bay Packers practice field. I mean, that's going to be an amazing thing for these kids to be able to say and do. And like I said, I've gotten phone calls in my office where people are like, hey, they thought we just got it and we were selling chunks of it and they wanted to buy a chunk of it. I mean, you know, this is an incredible opportunity, and I really would like for us to be able to get our act together and to be able to get this done and make this happen, not just for Journey House, but for the kids. So thank you very much.
That is our intent.
Clarify.
There was not a motion before us. The motion before us is the layover for one cycle to the July meeting. Mr. Beltman, are you asking to be heard from? I saw a hand go up.
I wasn't ready to speak, but I am never bashful. I had a discussion with Mark Grady, and I believe that the case that says the city could not remove the deed restriction is being misinterpreted. I believe that we'll have to research that question. Mark Grady will do that. He's your lawyer. But I believe that if the committee would amend a resolution to request that the city authorize this use as part of the deed restriction, in other words, make an exception for this use, and we forward that to the city council and approve this agreement today, I believe that the city would do so. Then the question would simply be, there's strong community support. I believe the city would have no problems approving this agreement as an exception to that deed restriction. I believe they have the authority to do that. Mr. Camp does not. But our legal beagles will research that. I see no harm in approving this agreement and asking the city to make an exception to the deed restriction and send this to the city council. If they approve that, then the question would be, did they have the authority to do that? But I believe that a delay may unravel the entire project. So even if you wanted to approve it at a later date, they wouldn't have the funding to complete the project.
It was my hope that the one-month layover, we could work through all of these. But
that might have been true 3 months ago, but today I don't think it's true.
Well, if we take this perhaps preemptive act that you're suggesting, and it results in a legal suit if it stopped progress, in that case, we would be assuring the doom of the project.
I don't believe any legal suit would stop progress. I think the legal suit might result with an order of the court, but I don't believe that any injunction or any delay in installing this field would occur. And if, as I believe, that the city would approve an exception to the deed restriction, the sole question of the legal lawsuit would be, did the city have the authority? Not does it violate the deed restriction, but did the city have the authority to make an exception to that deed restriction? And I believe they have the authority. By the way, I was involved, just a matter of history, I was involved in the sale to Northwestern Mutual of a parcel across the street from the DeSevero on Wisconsin Avenue, where they paid cash money to us and added it to their property. And that had that deed restriction, and the city council removed that deed restriction by resolution, and I could find a copy of that resolution. So the deed restriction was removed. That was prior to Mr. Camp's site, though, in 1999. So I don't know what his case was about and what the decision was or what court that was for. That's for Mark Grady's to analyze. But I do believe that no harm would occur if you approve this with a request that the city make an exception. And if the committee chooses to lay it over, I respect that.
The motion before us is the layover. Supervisor Stanford.
Yes. Journey House, would a layover cause any problem? Was a layover for 1 month cause a problem?
I think
I think it's, as Mr. Tennyson said, our architect from Epstein Ewan, that it'll be, the project will become more expensive, and depending on weather, we have to, in order to get the NFL field grant, the NFL grant for installation is a $200,000 grant, must be spent by December 31st, 2012. The field must be completely done, installed, ready to go before we get reimbursed for it. So it's more of a construction issue. So it, as Mr. Tennyson pointed out, it would be extremely tight, and it will cause the project to become more expensive. This is Mr. Jim Schlater.
Mr. Schlater, would you care to
chime in? Sure. Thank you, Supervisor, and the whole board here. I'm Jim Schlater. I'm a board member at Journey House, and I've been responsible for the capital campaign for this project and the previous one that we just completed that is completely financed and paid for. It is our intent to get this field in the city of Milwaukee someplace, whether it's in the county, for, and I've listened to all the discussion here, but for the benefit of the kids. I'll say it again, for the benefit of the kids. Our programs are proven. People become better as a result of the programs of Journey House. I respect Mr. Camp's opinion on Preserve Our Parks and the other gentleman that spoke. I respect that too. The decisions that were made back in the 30s, I wasn't here then, but I respect that. However, we're in 2012 now, and we have a different scenario in front of us. And I'm not saying that those were bad, but the benefits that are going to come out of the programs that this field will promote are not just football. It's education. It's promoting 5-6-year-olds for a better life, for accountability, for responsibility that makes a better Milwaukee, a better community. And with that regard, I ask all of you to please consider this whole process. As I said, there's been questions here about can we get this field installed? Decision. If you give us the, we'll get this. We're going to get this field installed, whether it's in Mitchell Park or we have to find another partner. We're going to get it installed, but it's for the benefit of the community as a result of helping the youth and families. Thank you,
Supervisor Haas. Supervisor Alexander.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. First of all, I would like to withdraw my motion for a layover. I have concluded that we have options that will allow us to advance without jeopardizing this project and also without jeopardizing our potential liabilities. So, also, Mr. Chairman, I think a short recess might be in order. We need to think about some options we have here. So, at your discretion, sir.
We'll take 10 minutes.